Mobile.
Good morning, Bob. And 0GR.
KB4CPA, good morning, gentlemen.
And Bernice, probably. And good morning, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody as the day of peace approaches us.
Well, same to you, Bob. Good to hear you this morning. And got a little frost on the pumpkin up there, I guess, today. It's a beautiful day down here. My outside weather station says it's 62. Go ahead, Dave.
KB4CPA. Yeah, my car thermometer says 61. I'm in downtown Greenville. And happy Thanksgiving to both of you guys. And go ahead and pick up there, Bob.
There for a minute. Well, I had a little job to do. Well, it was actually a bigger job that turned into a little job after she decided to wait on the other half. So I got that done, and I went over to Walmart to get a prescription, and Ingles to get a prescription, and now I'm heading home, going to make some more onion soup.
That's pretty good. I like Bernice's, what do they call that? Broccoli what? That soup you make. Broccoli cheddar? Broccoli cheddar, jeez, whatever, Mom. Oh, I lost my train of thought on that one. Well, our daughter is supposed to go in and possibly get an MRA today of her pelvis. She's been down for about 3 weeks now, and they can't figure out what's the matter with her. Done all kinds of scans. And I kept telling her it was from that fall about 3 weeks ago she took playing softball. And she wouldn't listen to Dad, of course. But the nurse next door told her that it's possibly a hairline crack in the pelvis, and so we hope they find something today anyways. Boy, it's been scary. She's been to the ER 3 or 4 times, Bob. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, excuse me. I hope whatever they find, that it's not anything, super serious, or they have to do surgery. A hairline fracture, in most cases, heals itself, so, but anyway, hope she gets a good report for that MRI, and, I tell you, it's tough. I ran into my partner on the tennis court last week. I mean, we hit hard. He came over on my side to hit a ball. For why, I'm not sure, but but we ran into each other, and he went to the ground. And it was a hard hit, too, man, I tell you, because I wasn't expecting it. Because I didn't see him until just a split second before we hit each other.
As if it's a hairline crack. Bad news is it just takes time to heal that, I think, Tom. So hopefully they'll at least get to the cause of the problem. That's half the battle right there. The cure is usually a little bit easier, but something like that, it just might take some time, that's for sure. So I hope she does well. And that's about all I got going on here today, fellas. I'm just heading on home, and I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure my wife probably has already made my dad lunch, so we'll just kind of hang out and see where the day goes. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Bob, I lost one of my best friends, the head quality assurance guy at our place where I worked at 32 years. He wanted me to see his new ham radio shack one time, and he put it in the top of his garage, and I started to go up the ladder, just 8 foot, you know, through the ceiling, and he had a beautiful, he was quite the carpenter, and I talked him into becoming a ham, and I wouldn't go up that ladder because it didn't have a foot on it, and I chewed him out for being quality assurance, and finally, Bernice came over and stood in front of the ladder feet, and I went on up. Because being in maintenance 50 years, I'd had ladders slide out from me. And about 2 weeks later, he got a blood clot and died from a fall from that ladder. So it is worrisome. But she's just been in terrible, terrible pain for almost 3 weeks. She's tough, Bob. You know, she's the one that played football up in Michigan. So to see her down is unusual. Well, we went to Aldi's and Walmart and Publix this morning and got home by about 10:30. Bernice fixed sausage and hash browns and eggs and toast with some of her homemade raspberry jelly on it and a big glass of juice and coffee. Wow, it's about as far uptown as you can get. Well, we hope you have a good week and happy Thanksgiving. Over to you, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR.
Goodness. Well, gosh, I don't forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Were either one of y'all on HF last night? I wasn't able to get on because we had two youngest grandsons over, and one of them sleeps in the ham radio room. So it was kind of tough to get on HF last night, but HF's been pretty rough here lately, last few days. I just wonder if it was any better last night. Go ahead, Bob. This is KB4CPA.
Seems to be doing pretty good. I've recently, for 2021, I've worked a number of new countries for this year. They're not all-time new ones, but I've worked 191 countries in 2021. That's pretty good, I think. 160 meters yesterday, I was decoding Fiji and Australia. I was not able to work them, but I was decoding. So it seems like 160 meters is starting to wake up a little bit, too.
You're with ND7J and KB4CBA. Yes, Dave, I got on for a little while last night, but as you say, it's not been really great. A couple of nights ago, I worked an island that's, it would be east of Madagascar out in the middle. It's one of the more rare ones. And I worked it the other night. It's been a couple of days ago. I can't remember the name of that island now, Bob. But at any rate, I'm not downstairs. I'm upstairs. And that's the only good one. Now, last night, I didn't see much on there. Of course, I don't use digital, so you guys are going to see a lot more than I do. 160's not been too good on CW yet. It should be when it starts getting cold, but right now, dead bird, but on CW and sideband anyways, as far as DX goes. But I did work the Bahamas last night just for kicks and giggles. We didn't want nothing else on. He was running split and had a pile up on the Bahamas, if you believe that one. Anyways, over to you, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR.
Hey, fellas, I got to hop out of here. Let me make sure I got it. Yeah, I got to hop out of here. I'm in the driveway. So you both have a good day. If I don't talk to you, have a good Thanksgiving. We'll catch you again, I'm sure. ND7J, go ahead, David.
Have a good one, and good to talk to you. Well, I just noticed this week, checking into the sideband net on 80 meters on 3915. 7 o'clock, conditions are pretty bad, and I noticed I didn't hear anything, I didn't see anything on my waterfall 40, and gosh, I can't even remember what 20 looked like, but anyway, it was just interesting. I didn't know if my antenna wasn't working up to par, or what was going on?
I saw a few, eight or ten on the band scope on 40. A few nights ago, I saw a whole bunch during that contest on 80, actually. And 80's been just dead as far as CW goes. So nothing last night. And I saw the Philippines listed there once on 17, but that band was dead at that time of night, so I knew better. Sunspots moderated. They were up in near 100, and now they've come down quite a lot as far as what I read a few days ago. And 80, 40, 30, down in that area. So until those start to improve, you'll get a lot of noise and very few stations. So don't be upset with your antenna. It's probably just the conditions, Dave. And the weather has some to do with that, too. But it's really not been the best in the world, Dave. Well, I better let you go. And you have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving. And I haven't been on much lately. And probably won't be for a while, but maybe I'll catch you down the line. It's always a pleasure. KB4CBA, N0TR73, Dave. Bernice said hi.
Well, you tell Bernice I said hello, and I know she's probably over there cooking up a storm right now. Oh, me. Tell you, you got you a good woman there. I guess I'm just I'm a little frustrated with HF right now, but I can hear people. I'm getting them like five by nine, and I'm not getting back to them, and it's a little frustrating, but. You know, it's just the way it goes. So, anyway, I'm headed over to the Outlaws, the in-laws' house, and anyway, I'm getting it ready for sale to put on the market. But anyway, you have a good one, man. We'll talk to you later. N0TRKB4CPA.
And Dave, I'm sure Bill helped you put that up, and he undoubtedly ran an analyzer on it, didn't he?
He did. And unless it's made a tremendous shift, which I don't think it has, I think it's fine. It's just like you say, conditions and. And there's several factors in there. So, anywho, it'll get better.
The best, as far as I'm concerned, to help you out there. So, it ought to be a good one. And those are great antennas. See you later, Dave. N0TR's clear. I'm going to shut her off this time.
Before CBA mobile, almost destinated here.
KO4PXB.
KB4CBA.
TXB. Yeah, just enjoy my vacation week and seeing how everybody's doing.
Doing good here. Glad you're enjoying your vacation there. I always say, bad day on vacation is better than a good day at work. Well, I lost you. But anyway, I'm getting ready to arrive at my destination, so I'm going to clear out of here. 73 is KB4CPA mobile.
KO4PXB, Roger. Please be careful.